Hey everybody, Aaron Dillon here, Managing Director of AG Dillon & Co. I got a pre-IPO company update for the week ending April 5, 2024. Let's get into it. Rubrik, a data cybersecurity company, has filed to go public, showcasing a potential thaw in the IPO market for tech firms, particularly after Reddit and Astera Labs' debut. Previously raising over $500 million privately, Rubrik's last funding round in 2019 saw it amass a $261 million, buying it at $4 billion post-money valuation. The company, specializing in cloud-based data protection, services over 1,700 customers with annual contracts worth $100,000 to nearly 100, paying over $1 million per year. Despite a modest revenue growth from $599 million to $627 million, that's under 5% increase from fiscal 2023 to 2024, subscription revenue surged by 40%, indicating a shift from perpetual licenses to a subscription-based model. Subscription revenues now constitute 91% of total revenue. It's a significant increase from the 73% in the previous year, alongside a gross margin improvement of 70% to 77%. Good numbers. However, the net loss has expanded to $354 million. So that's representing 56% of its revenue. The company's IPO could notably benefit Lightspeed Venture Partners, holding 23.9% of the pre-IPO stock, and Greylock with a 12.2% stake. With over 1,000 startups globally valued at over $1 billion, Rubrik's public offering may set a precedent for other enterprise-focused yet unprofitable software companies considering IPOs. Rubrik's secondary market valuation is at $5.75 billion. OpenAI is scaling its custom model program, introduced at its first Dev Day conference, to offer enterprises advanced options for developing AI models tailored to specific domains and applications. OpenAI has introduced assisted fine-tuning and custom-trained models to enhance performance further. Assisted fine-tuning allows for more sophisticated adjustments beyond just the standard methods, while custom-trained models are developed using OpenAI's foundational models and tools like GPT-4 for deeper domain-specific knowledge and integration. Examples include SK Telecom's collaboration with OpenAI to fine-tune GPT-4 for telecom conversations in Korean, and Harvey's partnership to develop a custom model for legal text. OpenAI anticipates that most organizations will eventually create custom models to meet their unique needs, leveraging a variety of techniques for impactful AI implementations. Amidst the surge to an estimated $2 billion in annualized revenue and plans for a $100 billion data center with Microsoft, these custom model initiatives could also alleviate strain on OpenAI's infrastructure by offering smaller and more efficient models amid growing demand for generative AI. Additionally, OpenAI announced new model fine-tuning features for developers working with ChatGPT 3.5 and through specifics on GPT-4 fine-tuning remain undisclosed. OpenAI COO Brad Lightcap highlighted this week that OpenAI had 150,000 enterprise clients in January 2024, and that number has now increased to over 600,000 in just 3 months' time. So clearly, this OpenAI enterprise business is working. OpenAI raised a round earlier this year at a $100 billion valuation. SpaceX is advancing preparations for the fourth test flight of its Starship mega rocket, with significant progress marked by the relocation of the Super Heavy booster equipped with 33 Raptor engines, to the launch pad at its Starbase facility in South Texas on April 4. The booster, integral to the Starship's first stage and distinguished by its stainless steel composition, was showcased in position held by chopstick arms of the orbital launch mount's tower. The forthcoming test flight, anticipated as early as May, involves the Super Heavy undergoing a static test fire where its engines will ignite briefly while it's secured to the launch pad. This preparation follows successful static fire tests of this 165-foot-tall upper stage spacecraft, signaling readiness for the next mission's launch, as confirmed by SpaceX President and COO Gwynn Shotwell. Starship has 5x the payload capacity of the rocket's current Falcon 9, the company's current Falcon 9 rocket. Also, once Starship is operating at scale with full reusability, the rocket, the new rocket could cost less to launch versus the Falcon 9. So it's increase in revenue, lower expenses. It's will contribute a nice pop to SpaceX's net income. SpaceX has a current secondary market valuation of $187 billion. SpaceX's Starlink, the company's satellite internet business with nearly 6,000 satellites in orbit, has applied for an internet service provider permit in Indonesia, signaling further expansion into Southeast Asia. This follows a license to provide internet services in Malaysia last year and a partnership with a Philippine-based firm in 2022. The application by SpaceX suggests an initiative to offer satellite internet services across the region with plans to conduct a trial in Nusantara, Indonesia's new capital under construction on Bernero Island in 2024. I probably pronounced that wrong, so apologies. Indonesia's Minister of Communications, Budi Ari Sadadati, emphasized the necessity for fair business practices and a level playing field. Over 2 billion people globally have no access to the internet, so Starlink is truly the only game in town for these folks. The company charges $50 to $110 per month for satellite internet service based on geographic region. I estimate that Starlink's business will have at least a $1 trillion valuation once it's at scale. This is a really special company and service that benefits from a de facto monopoly, a really attractive investment opportunity, in my opinion. The Comisión Nacional Bancaria y de Valores, which is the CNBV, that's the Mexican banking regulator, has sanctioned Revolut Mexico, a subsidiary of Revolut Bank, to commence operations in Mexico, marking a pivotal development in the country's digital financial services landscape. Revolut Bank, known for its digital platform facilitating straightforward money management for individual and businesses, serves over 35 million customers across 38 countries. In 2023, it was the most downloaded app in 9 countries and secured a top 3 position in financial app rankings in more than 15 European countries. This authorization by CNBV, the Mexican regulator, underscores Mexico's embrace of financial innovation and provides Revolut Mexico with a solid foundation to offer competitive and appealing financial services. Revolut has a $19.2 billion secondary market valuation. That's up 42%, or excuse me, down 42% from its last primary round in July of 2021. Anduril Industries has been selected by the U.S. Army and the Defense Innovation Unit to develop a software framework essential for testing and developing payloads for future robotic combat vehicles, or RCVs. Although the contract's value and duration remain undisclosed, this initiative forms a part of the Army's next generation combat vehicle effort, which includes developing the XM30 mechanized infantry combat vehicle. Andrew's role will focus on enabling RCV variants to navigate different terrains, interchange government and third-party autonomy solutions, and facilitate remote management of vehicle equipment. This development is crucial for integrating various hardware and software, enhancing autonomy systems validation. The move aligns with the Army's broader strategy of fostering human-machine collaboration, highlighted by its fiscal 2025 budget request allocating millions for human-machine integrated formations, aiming to minimize human risk and potentially reduce casualties. Anduril has an $11.6 billion valuation. That's up 37% from its last primary round in December of 2022. Klarna, the payments and buy now, pay later company, has introduced Winky Pink, aiming to enhance transparency and responsibility within the credit industry. The company said this, quote, "Traditional credit providers are failing customers. For too long, credit card companies and traditional banks have been exploiting customers with sky-high interest rates and rip-off fees. The system is broken, and it will crack. Klarna is different. We will offer customers fairer, more sustainable access to credit should they need it. By publishing our facts and figures with full transparency, including age demographics, repayment rates, and late fees, among others, will demonstrate that interest-free buy now, pay later leads to better consumer outcomes than traditional credit," unquote. So through a survey with the Harris Poll involving over 2,000 U.S. adults, Klarna aims to dispel industry misconceptions, showing that 41% of American credit card users carry debt month to month, and around 23% face late fees or debt collection last year. 8.5% of U.S. credit card balances were delinquent in Q4 of 2023. Alternatively, 31% of Klarna's buy now, pay later users in the U.S. paid early, 65% paid on time, and only 4% incurred late fees in 2023, with a global default rate under 1% and 99% payment rate. That's pretty good. The statistics highlighted Klarna's efforts towards offering more equitable credit solutions and contrasting sharply with the traditional credit card industry's challenges, including widespread debt and insufficient consumer education on APRs and payment intricacies. Klarna has a $9.3 billion secondary market valuation that's up 38% from its last primary round in July of 2022. Okay, we got pre-IPO stock performance as of April 1st, 2024. This week's winners, we got Ramp up 32%, Scale Up AI up 13.6%, Revolut's up 5.7%, Anthropic's up 4.1%, Chainalysis up 3.5%. This week's losers, we got Discord down 5.6%, Grok is down 2.6%, Chime's down 1.6%, Courier is down 1.6%, and Databricks is down 1.2%. We picked up research coverage of Grok just this week, so we'll take a look at that going forward. Top valuations, we got our hands on some new data. The actual share price for the last primary rounds. So where we have that data, it's now included in this analysis, and it has materially impacted several companies' implied secondary market valuations. So make sure to look at the full report to understand the company-by-company impact. Here are the numbers for this week. We got ByteDance at $285 billion, SpaceX at $187 billion, OpenAI at $96 billion, Stripe at $94 billion, and Databricks at $41 billion. For more information, current information and performance data, just check me out on X. It's at Aaron G. Dillon is the tag. Okay, let's look at news and performance data for the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes as of April 1st, 2024. The 2024 vintage index was up 2.23% this last week. The 2024 vintage index top contributors since inception. Stripe's up 53%, Rippling's up 49%, and Revolut's up 28%. Top detractors is just Epic Games. They're only down 1% since inception of the index, so really not really a detractor per se for that index. Looking at all 20 vintages, here are the winners and losers for the week. We got Tanium up 33.8%. That's off the back of them coming down like 30% last week. Revolut up 5.7% and Anthropic up 4.1%. For the losers, we got Discord down 5.6%, Chime down 1.6%, and Databricks down 1.2%. Tanium is in the four vintage indexes, 2017, 2019, 2020, and 2021. Tanium only has a 1 or 2% current weight in any of those four indexes. So this 34% increase is not a major impact to the index's performance. Revolut is in the 2022, 2023, and 2024 index. Anthropic is just in the 2024 index. And Discord is in the 2022 and 2023 index. To see a summary and annual vintage specific data for the AG Dillon pre-IPO stock vintage indexes, just visit agdillon.com/index. Okay, that's it for me this week. If you have any pre-IPO stock research needs, please reach out. Thanks, and see you guys next week.